Hello, you beautiful souls, and welcome to this transformative journey we are about to go on. Today we are going to talk about the five love languages. And if you're new, welcome. I am Cheyenne Williams. I am a sensual embodiment coach and a trauma recovering specialist. So what that means is I am here to help exhausted women find more pleasure, regulate their nervous system while also deepening their self-intimacy and literally establishing undeniable self-love. I honestly think that somatic healing and tantric arts are the cheat code to creating a life that you truly desire, as well as they are the cheat code to creating undeniable self-love. So, before we dive into today's masterclass, I want to invite you to kind of just get into a comfortable space. Go ahead and settle into your body. Try to like close your eyes, just take a deep breath and like let's drop into our body because for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to share with you all of my juicy secrets on how to create a relationship that you desire, how to manifest the partner that you truly desire, as well as how to create the life that you truly desire. So, go ahead and close your eyes. Let's take a big inhale in. Go ahead and exhale out. Let's do it one more time. Big inhale in. Exhale out. Good. Now bring your awareness to your sensations in your body. Notice any gentling tingliness happening in your chest, allowing any tension to just melt away with every breath that you take. Go ahead and continue to inhale in for one, two, three. Big exhale, relaxing your shoulders. Feel the energy flowing through you, connecting you to your very essence, to your sensuality, to the person that you are desiring to be, to your higher self. Let go of any thoughts, any worries. Let them just drift away like a leaf floating down a riverbank. Go ahead and take a moment to express gratitude for your body, gratitude to yourself for being here today. I want you to give yourself the gratitude by allowing yourself to be on this journey, by showing up for yourself, for your partner, for your future partner, for your family, for your friends, for your kids, for your future kids. Wherever you're at in life right now, give yourself the gratitude to open up your heart to the possibilities of self-love and profound connection. Now that we've centered into ourselves, centered into our inner wisdom, you've cracked open your heart chakra. I want you to explore the art of deepening intimacy within yourself and your relationship. Now, if you're not in a relationship, like that's totally okay. You do not have to be in a current relationship to be on this call. You don't. You could be single, you could be a widow, you could be newly divorced. You could be in a partnership. You can be in an open relationship, in a marriage, wherever you're at in life, wherever you're at in your relationship, wherever you're at in your sex life. You are welcomed to this call because this call is going to unlock and tap into a part of you that you're going to want to embody for the life that you desire, for the person that you desire. For the income that you desire, for the business that you desire. You can use the love languages for all aspects of your life, business, professional, social, and parental. And so today we're going to dive deep into the exquisite world of these five love languages. And if you don't know, you can take a quiz to discover what your love languages are, and you will actually receive the link after this call with the recording. so that you can actually learn what your love language is. And you can use that quiz to learn the love languages of those in your life. So just a real quick, like, deep dive into what the five love languages actually are. They are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, physical touch, and quality time. Okay. And if you don't know, I am quality time all the way, baby. I am a busy mom of three kids. I'm building my own multi-millionaire empire. I also work for LA County Probation as a mental health counselor. And I'm a mother, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, I'm a partner. And so anything that allows me to just be undistracted and like fully present to my kids, to my partner, to my family, while also having acts of service, because like sometimes I forget to eat, sometimes I forget to drink water. Those are my love languages. Just offer me a water, offer to do my clothes, offer to give me a hug. Let's watch Netflix and chill. Okay. So words of affirmation. It literally sounds just like it is. Imagine the power of spoken poetry, okay? So it's literally as simple as using words as a spell to uplift yourself. So being in a relationship or having friends or family members and them telling you how much they appreciate you, them telling you how much they love you, them telling you that you are gorgeous, you are sexy, you are loved, you are successful. Those are words of affirmations. Acts of service is literally what it sounds like. Coming home and your laundry being done. Coming home and your dishes are washed. Being taken on a date. Receiving gifts. Again, something so common sense. It's literally as it sounds. Someone buying you a gift to show their love for you, or you buying a gift to the person that you are wanting to express your love towards. Something as simple as coffee, even drawing a picture. Whatever it is, that gift is about the thought that counts, not the value behind it. It doesn't have to be materialistic to be considered a gift. Number four is quality time, right? So quality time, like I mentioned, it's like, let's Netflix and chill. Let's just cuddle without Instagram, without social media, without any distractions. If you're a parent, having quality time with your significant other or being able to go on dates so that you can just connect without the kids. And then physical touch. Is that skin to skin contact, hugs, kisses, holding hands, cuddling? But how can you use these to amplify intimacy within yourself? That is one question that I get all the time, is how are you a mom of three? How do you build a business? How do you work a full-time job and still have time to have a healthy sex life, a pleasured sex life, and to have the self-love of not being burnt out? And all I say is the five love languages. I know that my love language is acts of service. So I make it very clear to my partner that when I come home, I don't want to look at laundry laying on the couch. I don't want to have to think about doing the dishes. So when I come home and the dishes are done, dinner is cooked, laundry is folded, that turns me on. And because acts of service is my love language, I know that me having solo dates, such as going to the nail salon, getting myself coffee, having one-on-one time with myself, is expressing love to myself, AKA self-love. So for me, I go to dance class 2 times a week. I'm on a competitive dance team. That is my form of self-love. That is quality time that I have with myself, doing what I love, not having to even think about the kids. And it's acts of service because Amante automatically knows that Tuesday and Saturday are my dance days. So dinner's done, chores are done, kids are picked up. He's literally being single dad while I'm out living my best life, dancing in my heels. That is how you use the love languages to implement love into yourself as well as love into the relationships that you are in, whether that is parental, intimate, friendship. Now, as we dive in, we're going to continue to explore these love languages. And I want you to imagine the profound impact they can have on your self-love journey, as I was mentioning. And I want you to imagine the profound impact that they can have on your relationship. So, for just the sake of this masterclass, we're going to talk about intimacy within intimate relationships and yourself, because it's so important. You cannot love others until you learn how to love yourself. And that is true to sex as well. You cannot have pleasureful sex if you don't know how to pleasure yourself, or if you don't even know what your desires and kinks and needs are. And so, using these love languages as a tool to amplify that intimacy, not just in grand gestures and million-dollar diner dates and hotel vacations and all the things, but the subtleties of everyday living. I like to call it finding luxury in the mundane. That is something that I literally specialize in, and something that I teach my clients so much is learning to find luxury in the mundane. Being able to wake up every day saying, "Oh my gosh, I am so turned on by life right now. I love my life right now." Rather than waking up and be like, "Ugh, it's just another Monday. Fuck this shit." I made a post on Instagram today where it's like, I'm the kind of bougie where I drink chai tea lattes with almond milk and no milk foam while I'm in the shower. Like, that is finding luxury in the mundane. So, I want you to drop into your bodies again. I want you to close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths, and picture yourself expressing and receiving love in a way that resonates deeply with your soul. Envision a connection so pure that it creates a magnetic field drawing you in the love you deserve. Attracting that dream partner. What do they look like? What do they smell like? What do they wear? How do they hold you? Are they tall? Are they short? Are they built? Are they muscular? Are they petite? Where are they at spiritually? Where are they at mentally? Where are they at physically, emotionally? Where are they at sexually? And so, as I dive into the separate love languages and how to utilize them in the bedroom to create intimacy and to amplify your sex life, I want you to hold on to that image. So, if physical touch is your love language, and that is the one that you're drawn to, using physical touch in the bedroom would look like spanking, holding, foreplay with your hands, right? Groping, grabbing, pulling your hair, pulling their hair, pulling their beard. Squeezing their boobs, massages, right? Back massage, feet massage, shoulder massage, holding their face as you're kissing them. Using skin-to-skin contact to dance through the fluidity of orgasm. That feels really good, right? I mean, girl, I know. And if your love language is quality time, it's literally just that. Having uninterrupted sex. And I want you to like highlight this, bold this, make a box around this, write this like 100 times in your notepad right now, that it takes about 15 to 20 minutes for a woman to de-stress herself, it takes 15 to 20 minutes for a woman mentally, physically in her brain to be so fully present that she is not thinking about anything else. So imagine your partner giving you 15 to 20 minutes of foreplay so that you can regulate your nervous system and become fully present in the moment, being so fully present that you're not distracted, you're not thinking about anything, devouring the limiting beliefs and fully embodying what is coming up so that you can truly experience a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual orgasm. Which leads to the next one, acts of service. Acts of service in the bedroom literally looks like you taking control. So if acts of service in receiving is your love language, right? So you receive love by acts of service, then that is your partner taking control and you receiving the action. So maybe that's them giving you oral sex. That's them having you laid down on your back with your legs up while they're pleasuring you. That looks like you doing minimal to little work and them doing it all. And if it's flip-flopped, right, and you express love through the acts of service, meaning you give love by giving service to others, then you're going to be the one that's in control. You're going to be the one that's on top, doing all the work. Which leads us to the next one. Gifts. Receiving gifts. Receiving gifts can look like buying your partner flowers, lingerie, taking them to dinner, giving them a gift so that they can be more turned on. And then the last one is words of affirmation. Words of affirmation in the bedroom is vocalizing, opening up your throat chakra so that you can use your words to express how you feel. So it's talking through your desires to your partner, literally explaining how you feel through moaning, through details, and using the words to paint a picture like an artist with the paintbrush, just going freely of how you are feeling. And as you vocalize it, your body starts to get wetter. So continue to picture this for yourself. Continue to picture yourself expressing and receiving love in a way that resonates deeply with your soul. Envision a connection so pure that it creates a magnetic field drawing in the love that you deserve for yourself and within the bedroom, within parenthood, within your family. Again, you can use these love languages in all aspects of your life. Now, if you felt the spark like I have, and you're craving for a deeper connection with me and with yourself and those you love, and just really tapping into how to communicate your desires with ease, how to regulate your nervous system, how to deepen that self-love, then I invite you to join my signature program, Vixen. Vixen is an 8-week self-love workshop where you get access, immediate lifetime access to 20 self-led modules that are going to teach you the blueprint of feminine and body work, somatic practices, and my signature proven techniques that have helped hundreds of beautiful men and women to regulate their emotions and nervous system within 2 minutes. You will also have bonuses like personalized meditations that have been written by me for you, as well as custom created playlists that I've put together so that you can flow to your femininity and turn it on within your being. You are also going to have 2 live Zoom calls with me so that we can drop into our bodies and really integrate what is being taught within the modules, as well as that you can ask any questions live so that I can answer them. So, if this is something that has your ears perked up, I want you to really understand and hear me when I say that Vixen is not just a program. It's a sacred journey to regulate your nervous system, deepen self-love, and to find pleasure within the mundane. Imagine unlocking the secrets to your own pleasure, transforming your relationship with yourself that will allow you to transform relationships with others. So if this is something that you are wanting to learn more about, go ahead and keep a lookout for an email, because you will get first dibs. Vixen relaunches February 14th, and you have access to it now. So claim your space, start watching those 20 modules, because it's going to be intimate. And once doors are closed, and you're going to have to wait for the next round. I love you guys, and thank you so much for showing up for yourself today. And let's go create a life that you truly desire, that you truly crave, a life that brings you pleasure, intimacy, and profound self-love. I love you.